Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Mission Minded Monday. As we continue praying for everyone to consider the biblical salvation accounts and to do the same things that they did. In Acts chapter 18, we're considering those in Corinth. When Paul left Athens and then arrives in Corinth, he preaches to those in the synagogue and those outside of it. And eventually in verse number 8, we find that Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all of his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. That is the brief but amazing story of their conversion. And so would you pray with me that we would all examine, and that many more people throughout the world would examine with an open heart the salvation account of those in Corinth. Father in heaven, we thank you for the first century church and their example for us, to how they knew their mission and not only knew it in thought, but that they fulfilled it. We thank you for Paul and his example and how he went to those in Corinth. And we thank you for those in Corinth who listened to Paul. Those at the synagogue and those of Crispus's household who were added to the church. We thank you for their example, Father. Pray that we have followed in their footsteps and done exactly what they did to be a part of the same church that they were added to. Father, we pray that we would all have an open mind to search out the truth and to hear the evidence that is presented before us in the Bible. Father, we pray that everyone would look to this account in Acts chapter 18 and that they would look to it with an open heart and ask the right questions about what they're studying and ask you in prayer for wisdom to find the truth. And once they've found the truth, that they would seek to tell others about it, that we would tell others about it now that we know the truth. Father, we thank you for the truth and for its power to save, and we thank you for these examples that we can follow even today. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief, and oft escaped the test.